This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Talk Radio Review, a weekly overview and exercise by the folks here on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn usually joins us from KRLA in Los Angeles, and she's an important part of our program as well, has been for years. And then we have John Harper from WMEL in the Gold Coast to join us in a little bit here as we review the charts for this past week, the week of August the 14th to the 18th. Activity abounds as usual, Jay. Doesn't slow down. I'll go through the list of the people and the stories. The Talkers magazine at Talkers.com, and we have it here also on our website, GoodDayShow.com. The list so people can reference it. At number 10, the war between the Russians and Ukrainians. That's been in the top 10 consistently for well over a year.
Yeah, since last February 2022.
Yep. Number 9 on the list, China and our relationship with China. It has its own problems, and a lot of them. Interesting this week, the Japanese, I find this very fascinating. The United States and the Japanese have the best overall economies in the world. And the neighbors, the Japanese neighbor to the west, China, is in big trouble in terms of, and I don't know, do I sound like I'm not gloating, because a lot of nice people, innocent people, Chinese people, like people everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. It's have the government, that's
right?
The problem.
The government, mm-hmm. Yep. Isn't that the case, though, with most problems
most
everywhere?
Most places, yes, yeah.
Usually our problems here are created by the government. You can say what you will about greedy businessmen and that sort of thing, but the regulation, the rules, we're supposed to have a government that is, it's become omniscient, it's supposed to be helpful, and it isn't. It creates the problems. This whole recession is a government-created recession. And China's got the same problem with a recession and people out of work, that sort of thing. They caused it, in essence, because of the COVID that all started it and the way money was thrown at the problem. All right, so let's leave that for a minute and keep going with the top ten. And number 8, what's going on in Florida as school begins? Lots of people are looking at their educational policies and not liking them. Other people think they're fabulous. So that's why there's a conversation. You got to have two sides to have a conversation, right? Certainly two sides on that issue. The Montana climate suit. The whole business about climate change and weather being suckered, that's kind of what the meat, the heart, and soul of this lawsuit is all about. Get into that a little bit later on. Immigration problems on the border. That continues to be a gnawing problem. And it's like these people are tone deaf. I'm just throwing a couple of comments mm-hmm. in as I go through the list. They pay no attention. The people who are in charge are not, it's not only tone deaf, they're so politically motivated. What is there in their minds that makes them think that it's okay to let these people just come in and run all over the place? How are they served? Unless it's just really, as people, as the rumor mongers have it, that it's all about getting them a way to vote so they can vote for the people who let them in here illegally. Is it that simplistic? Are these people that silly? Because that's what it is. It's silly. And it creates the problems that we have at number 5 this week, all the crime and homelessness. Most of the people in Los Angeles that are chronically homeless are in two camps. One, They've lived there all their lives or gone to California because it's warm. They've chosen not to work, and they've chosen to be homeless, and so that's the way they live their lives.
And it's really astounding what a large population of homelessness is, not because somebody fell down on their luck or had hard times or anything like that and wound up homeless, drug addiction, loss of jobs, all of that. There are some people who this is their version of living off the grid, that this was how they truly want to live.
Yeah, right. So leave them, but don't put them in my, I don't want them in my neighborhood. 70,000 people are homeless in Los Angeles County. 70, that's a whole city.
Uh-huh.
That's the size of the city that I live in.
Well, like you so said, how many imagine. Of those people were born and raised there and then ended up homeless there versus all the people who went there because it's by the ocean and it's warmer.
Right.
And,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they came in a bus from Texas. Is that there as well? Okay, number four. I think this is misplaced, frankly. I think the Maui wildfires are the number one issue this week. Talker said they're number four, but you know we can have our interpretation. I'm so tired. The investigation of Hunter Biden, has that moved any? The needle's not moving, but there's
so tired.
There's a few more things. It's obvious the guy's guilty of something, and maybe real treachery or trickery or whatever it is. But come on, let's move it along. Presidential race is number two, and Trump and his usual whole thing
the
about
legal battles again. It's the Biden stuff, the Trump stuff. Yes, it's happening. It needs to be figured out, but at the same time, it is taking up all of the oxygen in the room.
I was just reading an article in one of the trades during the break about what the status of AM radio is and how we can make it better. But we don't seem to want to make it better. We seem to want to do the same thing. And News Talk Radio is the number one, and you can say, well, how can you argue with this? Excuse me. The number one format on the radio is News Talk. And I think country music is second. Third is Christian programming, which I find interesting. At any rate, the situation, the focus on making it easier to talk about things that aren't necessarily what everybody... This has been my battle cry for a long time. I used to do a right-of-center radio program when I first started in the first maybe 15 years or so. This program is the oldest, longest running. I shouldn't say oldest. Well, it is. I'm the oldest host. So it's the longest running syndicated program, the Good Day program in the country. And I can, you know, I can attest to the first... 15, 16 years being on the air, doing right. I did, I started at the same time Limbaugh did, or a few months afterwards, and I went to work for a fledgling network at the time, doing the morning program there, and all the people that were on the air were right-wingers. And then I went to work for Pat Robertson and his commercial network in Washington, and they were all right-wingers. And then I went to, a network in Florida that it was owned by a bunch of Nazis, and now they were all right-wingers. So I just kept going. And then after a while, I thought to myself, this doesn't make any sense. Why do I keep doing the same thing? Let's do something different. And so I've been able to hold out, but that's not the point. The point is that the people that are focusing, you know, we've talked about AM radio on this program. It's been in the charts, the status of AM radio. We've talked with Michael Harrison about it and how there is going to be legislation that will preserve it. And my thinking is it ought to be good programming that preserves it.
Yeah,
and not
one
the government
think.
Passing legislation to save it.
Yeah. And it is a necessity in terms of safety because...
Oh, yeah, look at what happened in Maui.
Yeah. When things go wrong, AM's the one that's going to be there, and then you have the transistor radios and all of this stuff. I saw these conversations happening recently on social media where mainly Gen Z and some of the older Gen Alphas who were saying that they love podcasts. The reason that podcasts are so important is because you learn things, and sometimes they want to hear talking, and if they want to hear music, they'll go do their own playlist. But one of the problems with podcasts is they just wish that there was some way for if there was weather happening or some live emergency
or bulletin, that
could cut into the middle of it. And why can't we do this for podcasts? And it's like, let us introduce you to News Talk Radio on AM. Like, that's exactly what you were asking for.
Yeah.
Already exists.
Thank you. People list. from Talkers Magazine. He's listed again at Good Day Networks. Oh, no, at, well, that's our new social media handle, at Good Day Networks. Every one of the various social media, you can find us there. But all these lists are at gooddayshow.com. On the people side of things, Kathy Seeley is number 10. Tanya Chutkin is at 9. Hunter Biden at 8. DeSantis at 7. Giuliani at 6. Mark Meadows. How's that got to be a radio guy, right? Hi, this is Mark Meadows on the air. I'm your friendly host, Mark Meadows. Okay, 5. He's 5. Jack Smith is 4. Fannie Willis. She comes across to me, this is an editorial comment, as being an opportunist. Right? Am I out of my mind by saying that? I don't see. She lost with the case that she did just for the Trump case. She lost because she didn't do her job. She failed miserably at it. So I wonder about this. Joe Biden is too.
Yeah, she could.
Go
be.
Ahead. No, go ahead, Jake.
No, I was just going to say she could be, but I also think that's one of those circumstances that no matter who was in that specific seat would seem like an opportunist themselves too.
No, the guy in New York certainly was who started all of this. And where is he? Nobody hears a boo about him anymore. Let's see. Biden is 2 and Trump is 1. All right, that's the list from Talkers Magazine as we talk about various pieces of it. So let's go to number 5 for a moment. And an example of the kind of crime. Some people say to me, and I've asked you this on the air, Jay, what your thoughts were, what you're thinking about stories that may give people ideas. All right, Greensboro, North Carolina. Police department there arrested a woman, charged her with 2 counts of assault on children under 12. This is the story of an 11-year-old boy and his sister who were visiting friends this week for fun at an apartment complex. They were out at the pool, and the property manager came out to the pool and said, "We don't want your kind here," basically. There was something going on. The property manager got splashed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is this the one that poured liquid on a child?
Yeah, Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, yeah. So there's a video, of course. There's always a video of something like this. And it's all over social media. This woman gets the Coke, drenches him with soda.
Yeah,
and,
very odd that
smacks
this person
him in
decided
the face.
To do that to the children, not the adults.
Yeah, right. So the family now has decided to sue for discrimination because
as they should.
The white it looked like the white
and
lady
assault.
Running. Yeah, she didn't like black kids around. There you go. 18 after the hour here. More food for thought coming up here on the Good Day overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Wait until you hear how casually Cadillac's Neil Mendel throws out the range of the new 2024 Cadillac Escalade IQ.
You've got a 55-inch pillar-to-pillar screen, so you've got these screens that come across, and, it's just exciting from that standpoint. When you move to the second row, we have an available executive seat package that allows for no compromise from the perspective of the person in the second row, so you've got massage seating and you've got tray tables that fold out. And so in this vehicle with its, Ultium battery platform and the 24 mod pack that goes in between two axles, right, is the ability to be able to get to 450-mile range. Your kids that are in that vehicle or your passengers that are going to be in there are going to have a stop before you're going to have to stop to be able to charge the vehicle.
No pre-orders are needed. Starting MSRP will be around $130,000. With today's Auto News, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with car CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that? Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's now 23 after the hour on the Overview, the radio program every week that's the companion piece to the official talk radio countdown show. This is called the review. What's going on in News Talk Radio? We take the same list from talkers, stories, and people, and then we talk about it among ourselves and with you because you have social media connections to us. As again, I underscore at Good Day Networks. That's how you reach us. One of the questions that we asked this week as we connect with you was to tell us the most absurd news story that you saw during the week. So Jay, who's here with me along with John Harper from WMEL, what would you, you want to go through some of these? Were you surprised at some of the stories that people thought were absurd?
Yes, and you know, I think some of us would agree with a lot of these. The one with the Michael Oher lawsuit, Jeff Schmidt is following it. Colleen Silva says, interested to see how this plays out.
Uh-huh.
And there was somebody else that commented on it. Oh, Nathan Dressler said, to imagine that some of these people are demanding Sandra Bullock give back her Oscar.
Yeah, right.
As part of the civil suit, and that... One has absolutely nothing to do with the other. That's definitely been something, something kind of absurd in the news. Fred Shirley says Trump being indicted for the fourth time. Got to be a joke somewhere.
Yeah, right. Plenty of jokes. By the way, it was joke day this week. We had some fun with that.
We did.
John, did you hear us that morning when we had a few jokes? We had some silly...
I caught the tail end of that, yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's probably like you guys were having fun with that.
Well, I think we have to, this so, as I was saying earlier, and I don't know, you're a victim, is a Freudian slip. You're a veteran of News Talk Radio, as am I. I've known you pretty much since I started doing this program, I think. Haven't I? When the heck did we meet? I don't even remember when we met.
I was one of your very first affiliates.
Yeah, that's what I thought back in the dark ages in the 80s. It's amazing how things go on. And I was talking earlier about how the program has changed in regard to, I don't know if you wanted to comment, I didn't give you an opportunity to comment on what we were saying with regard to AM radio and its future and its success, because, you know, a lot of people who have AM radio stations want the government to legislate protection for it, which is okay. I'm for that. I've talked about that a lot. But how about we put stuff on the radio that people actually want to listen to, right?
Well, I think, Doug, that's what it comes down to. I mean, there are many great AM stations with great signals, but then you've got some where the management and the ownership just have no regard for what's on the air. I call it schlock radio, and, you know, it's going to be the Haitian hour or whatever, and they'll just put stuff on that nobody is going to tune in for. And that really, Doug, is what I think has hurt the AM side of the industry for decades now, and hopefully that'll turn around a little bit.
Well, yeah. I mean, you'd like to see things turn around, because otherwise we don't have a future. Sooner or later, it just kind of evaporates. All the stuff that we are so wrapped up in, people lose their interest. And I made the comment with regard to the story list this week, because I think there's a lot of stuff that's there that we have seen and heard, and you try to come up with new ideas and new approaches to some of these things, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. We also, on our various social media this week, we're talking about the new episodes. You know, speaking of new radio, there are episodes that we published, and I say this kind of pat myself on the back, because there are a lot of people who want to know what we are doing that's different, to sort of slide into what we were just talking about. So you can find all that stuff. Help yourself to Good Day Networks, gooddayshow.com. All right, we'll pause for a moment or two, then come back to our list, the charts from Talkers Magazine here.
G'day, I'm Jamel, that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump says next week's scheduled news conference in New Jersey, in which he planned to release a report on election fraud, is no longer happening. On True Social, Trump posted that on the advice of his lawyers, he will now release a report in a formal legal filing. Hurricane Hillary is now a Category 4 storm, churning up the Pacific Ocean, and it's traveling north along Baja California in Mexico. At last check, Hillary's wind speeds were clocked at 140 miles an hour. The storm will likely bring heavy rain and flooding to Southern California and portions of Nevada and Arizona. An IRS agent is dead after being shot by another IRS agent on accident. It happened during a training exercise in Phoenix, Arizona yesterday. Officials said it happened at a gun range that's part of the city's federal correction institution. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day, dear. It's going to be a good day. It has been a good day. Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Back on the Talk Radio Review, I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and John Harper from WMEL. Jennifer is off this week when it comes to our overview. It's always good to have as much input as we could and can, so you can continue with your social media expertise at Good Day Networks. The truth of the matter. Don't you love it when somebody says, the truth of the matter is, when you know they're not telling you the truth at all? Can I be honest with you? I always love it when somebody says, nah, I want you to lie to me. Yeah, if the truth, that's right. So, John, this one of the reasons that I like having you, you and I have been friends for a long time, is that I find you to be an infinitely kind person who speaks well and considers all of the angles. And I think that that's one of the things that makes you a good friend. It also makes you a good person to have on the radio. That's why I like having you here. The choice, you know, sometimes you're an impeccable wordsmith. I don't mean to blow so much smoke in your ear here, but I think that's kind of an art. There's a problem with a lot of the, we both sound like a couple of old codgers, so save us from this, Jay, will you, if you can. The fact that a lot of people on the radio today, speaking about some of the problems, the problem is that they are inarticulate, they don't use grammar well, they don't think a thought through often. I mean, I'm not perfect. Sometimes I stumble and fail when it comes to trying to connect the dots, but at least I kind of know where I'm going most of the time.
You circle back, yes. I sure say the wrong word sometimes. I blame my fibromyalgia a lot.
Yeah.
But there are times where it's later in the day, I have to have my toddler fill in the blank for me because I can't remember a word. I'm like, what is this called?
So, all right, anyway, enough of that. Let's talk about what's going on. One of the stories this week that we talked about with you being on the program was the weather, and for the first time in quite a long time, the list does not include weather. I was going to have you on first because of the SpaceX launch. That got scrubbed, by the way. When is it supposed to be? This program's heard all weekend long on the stations around the country, so is there another launch scheduled to make up for the Wednesday cancellation?
Yeah, they have not announced it yet, but what has unofficially been said is it'll be a date in the next 5 days.
Okay. All right. So yeah, that's something we can talk about next week. Meanwhile, the weather in Florida, number 8, I want to talk about a couple of things. John is at WMEL, which is in Melbourne, Florida, on the Space Coast, right there where Cape Kennedy is. And so that's the heart of tourism and the heart of a lot of other things going on. A lot of vacationers are there. So what about the weather, the concern the news media has presented that would make everybody afraid to go to Florida because of the hurricane season? And so have you put two and two together? What are you expecting? What's the real expectation? Never mind what the news media says. You're there on the scene. What's your sense of this year's hurricane season and how it may impact Florida and the southeast coast and the country?
Well, Doug, good question, good comment as far as how it could play an effect here on Florida and our tourism economy. But, Doug, it's second verse, same as the first. We hear this every year about hurricanes affecting the economy. The cruise industry offers reduced rates in the month of September to lure people onto the ships. And those ships are not going to be in a hurricane. They're going to steer far away from a hurricane. But nonetheless, people have this fear of hurricanes and what effect it's going to have on their vacation or what have you. But in all the years, Doug, that I've been here and I've covered hurricanes and I've watched them since I was a little kid growing up in the Tampa Bay area, and really nothing has changed. It's the same thing, and many people in the news media just are looking for some type of a story to make something out of. But like
from
I
nothing.
Said, going back to what is
something out of nothing, right? All right, now let's connect this a little bit to the weather discussion to number 4 on the story list this week, which is the situation in Maui with the wildfires and how that seemed to have been affected by the winds from a rare. The hurricanes in the Pacific are almost unheard of, but this year, because of El Nino versus La Nina, there's a lot of changing in temperatures in the western South Pacific, so that seems to have created this this hurricane and what it did. But can you imagine, in your circle of friends and people that you talk to and folks that you're finding that you have as listeners, what in the world, what's... when you get beyond the horror of the reality, then does weather play a part? Do we have, is this another golden opportunity for the climatologists to say, look, we told you?
Well, yeah, I guess the climatologist can use that as a hook to lure people in, saying we were right and all of the naysayers were wrong. But it still comes down to events like this, one in a thousand years, this occurring. And it looks like, as you probably heard, the director of the emergency management there in Hawaii really had no experience in this type of a disaster.
No.
And there's going to be a lot about that.
Well, the fact he had the gall to say he was happy, or he didn't apologize for not using the early warning system, because in his mind it was only for a tsunami, so why would I use it for something like this? I mean, who thinks like that other than somebody who's been in his job as a public servant too long, frankly?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so tied to that, Jay and John, as we speak, Hurricane Hillary is aimed at the West Coast for this weekend. This is, again, something that hasn't happened in a long time. The sustained winds, last time I checked, were about 145 miles an hour, and it was it's the Baja Peninsula that gets it first, and then it goes up the coast. The last hurricane that hit Southern California was in 1939. That I say because for those of you who say, oh my God, this has never happened before, nonsense. It has happened before. It's just that in weather records have only been kept since 1880. So this has happened twice to the southern coast, the west coast, since 1880. And the last one was 1939 till now. So, does this give the climatologists a chance? Let's go buy an electric car! Hooray! Am I being too cynical, or what?
No, I don't think so, not at all. Because the climatologists will try to latch on to anything to make their story valid, and I don't think it is. Electric cars or not, you said 1939 was the last time a hurricane hit Southern California, and it's just the roll of the dice, and it's finally perhaps going to happen again. But that's
the natural occurrence of things changing. Excuse me. All you have to do is look at the results of the investigation of the core samples. Excuse me for a minute. My allergies. The core samples that come interview the fact that climatologists have gone down 40 feet. They've gone down 400 feet. They've gone down 4,000 feet to find out what the various layers of the surface of the Earth tell you about what's happened climate-wise in, let's say, the last 180, 200,000 years. And the changes in the planet are happening all the time. I don't like it because it makes us uncomfortable, but I'll be damned if I'm going to wrap it all around and blame all of us. Are we responsible for part of the change? Yeah, probably, to a certain extent. But Mother Nature is unapologetic about how things change. Right. Just look at if you go back a couple of billion years, what the planet looked like versus what it is now. Go ahead, John, excuse me.
I was just going to say all of the core samples at the various levels drilling into the earth, it sounds like the boys on Oak Island trying to find something.
Yeah, right. All right, number six this week, immigration and border security. What's it like in Florida with immigrants? And people maybe forget about the Muriel Boatlift. You and I remember what happened in southern Florida when Fidel Castro took over and people trying to get off of Cuba and get to South Florida. And that's the reason the political reality of South Florida today is because of that event that took place in the 50s, right? Fidel Castro gets rid of Batista, and away we go.
Yeah. As far as the immigration situation here in Florida, Doug, the complex nature of the immigration issue is one that it's a little bit thinly veiled here in Florida, if that makes any sense. It's not as big as it is or in some of the other Western states, and we don't really see a lot of issues that have been caused as a result of it at the moment.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about a couple of other things. Jay, the Ukrainian war, the Russians and the Ukrainians have been fighting, what did we just say, for a year since February of last year, right?
Yeah, February is when it started, 2022, with, I remember Putin saying that it'll be 3 days. Expecting this to go no more than 72 hours. And clearly not the case.
So now, this past week, there's been a pretty brutal counteroffensive that has been going on actually more than a week. I think it's a month or so. The progress that's been made at the Black Sea, for example, which is a shipping route that they both have to have. They're using it. Both sides are using that shipping lane to bring in armaments. I think this week there were a number of American fighter jets that were given to the Ukrainians through Denmark or some other nonsensical connection so that they couldn't tie it directly to us. I mean, who doesn't know where this stuff comes from? Come on. It's like child's play here. Anyway, so there are a lot of, this circumstance, there are a lot of hand-to-hand fighting. The drones are all over the place. Now we've got the new F-16s. Do you think this is going to go away? This is a celebration of life for the military-industrial complex. That's all this is. Mm-hmm. And we're feeding it. Go ahead, John.
It's kind of like Vietnam. It's the same thing as what happened in Nam.
Yep, Vietnam, you can say it about Iraq going there, into that Afghanistan, before that it was Korea. It's just, as Eisenhower said, beware the military-industrial complex, which now enjoys $800 billion of cash flow a year just from us in America, the Defense Department budget, up to $800 billion a year. And people would say, well, we have to protect ourselves. Yeah. Realize how much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse is in that number? Billions.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
All right. Anyway, so there's that. Those various pieces of thought on the story list. Again, you can find it at gooddayshow.com. John Harper with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen at 48 past the hour. Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. Some people want to lose weight quickly.
It is not a quick fix product. There are no drugs. There's no stimulants. There's nothing in it that is going to make you feel like I'm going to lose this weight quickly. It's going to take some time for it to get into your system and work. Now, within the first couple of days to weeks of taking the product, you're going to be sleeping better. That's the first thing everybody says is, wow, I cannot believe how good I'm sleeping.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on. So it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. You'll find that at toploss.com. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. It's 53 past the hour of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen here with Nick Miles. M-I-L-E-S, Nick Miles, and from rautoexpert.com, we're going to be talking about Car Week, which we happen to be in right now. And what better way to celebrate Car Week than to think about some of the coolest cars around. If you're in the market for a very cool car, whether it's a sleek hybrid, a burly pickup truck, a sports car, an EV, Kelley Blue Book has done pretty much all the hard work for you to find the coolest of the cool. So let's listen now as Rich Rosario presents.
Who's to say what makes a cool car? You are. Whether you think it's cool to go fast, get great gas mileage, or cruise around in style, there's a cool car out there with your name on it. Matt Deegan, editor at Kelley Blue Book, has more.
There's no good reason a cool car can't also be practical, versatile, and packed with driver-friendly tech. You just have to know where to look. That's why Kelley Blue Book put together our list of the 10 coolest cars under $30,000 and 10 coolest cars under $20,000.
All prices are based on manufacturer's suggested retail price and Kelley Blue Book fair purchase price.
While our under $30,000 list has new cars on it, our under $20,000 list focuses on lightly used and certified pre-owned vehicles. Picking these vehicles wasn't easy, and the list could certainly be twice as long, but there's definitely something on there for everyone.
To see Kelley Blue Book's list of 10 coolest cars under $30,000 and 10 coolest under $20,000, go to KBB.com.
All right, so the bottom line here when it comes to coolest cars, you've been studying cars for years. You know what the market is. The coolest car you ever owned, Nick Miles, was a... Fill in the blank, please.
Jeep Wrangler 392, which I just got 10 days ago.
Really? That's the cool. What makes it the coolest car that you've ever had? That's quite a statement for a car guy like you.
Right. I have a lot of cars that come through my stable, Doug. They visit for a short time and then they go away, and it's very sad. Sometimes it's very happy when it's a Toyota Yaris, but sometimes it's very sad when it's something, you know, elegant and more expensive than I could imagine. But this is staying, and I purchased this vehicle because, you know, V8s in some people's silly plan are going
away. Like yours and mine.
Right, and so I decided, look, I want one of the last V8 Jeeps, and this is a vehicle you can take the doors off, you can take the roof off.
Ah, I love that.
It has a big V8 engine, it makes lots of noise, and it's really a celebration of Motor Week. It's a celebration of the car.
Uh-huh. So Car Week, what else is being celebrated this week?
There's a lot of stuff going on here, but one of the biggest pieces of news is looking to cars of the future, and Ford just unveiled last night their brand new Mustang GTD, and I have no idea what GTD stands for. I've asked several times. They haven't told me yet. I think they're holding on to that, but this is the sort of part two of the movie Ford versus Ferrari. They always actually wanted to win Le Mans with a Mustang, and they never could, so they invented the GT car, and now they have invented a Mustang that can win Le Mans, and that is their plan. They are taking on the Germans. They are taking back the racetrack with this 800 horsepower vehicle.
Wow. 800 horsepower? How does the car even stay together with that kind of juice in front of the driver?
We haven't got to drive it yet. We've just got to see it, and it is definitely a sight to behold. Uh-huh. We will get to drive it probably sometime next year. But the fact is that the American motor business is stronger than ever, and it's here to stay, and racing is still fun, and it's a massive growing American pastime, and everybody is excited about getting back on the road. Whichever form of transportation you choose, America is the country that has roads beyond any other country in the world, and we should enjoy it and get out and have fun on them.
Here's somebody who did. This guy would certainly be regarded as a car fanatic. Took the extraordinary road trip, which invited other people to come see his old car. He went to every owner. This is a 1933 Austin 10 Saloon. And he found the history of the car, who owned it, and he went to every place he could where there was somebody alive that had owned the car. I thought that was pretty amazing when you get right down to it. This fellow's 53 years old, and he set out to, he obviously has got the money to buy the car and to take the time to go get around and see all these people. I thought that was pretty fascinating, right? Seeing every previous owner of a car that was 90 years old. Good.
Long live the car.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I feel. All right. And long live Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com here on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.